Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo makes a prediction about the election. Details from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
When asked about a transition of power in the White House, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
At a State Department press conference, Pompeo said the world was watching how America is handling the recount of the November 3rd election. No state has declared a clear winner in the contest between the president and former Vice President Joe Biden. Pompeo said the world should be assured the State Department will continue to perform well if President Trump is certified the winner. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, Republicans have retained another seat in the Senate. In North Carolina, Democratic candidate Cal Cunningham conceded the race to incumbent Tom Tillis, giving the GOP a 49-48 edge in the Senate. But two Georgia Senate seats are still up for grabs, and results won't be known on those races until January. President Trump has created a new political action committee.
It's called the Save America PAC, and paperwork for the committee was filed with the Federal Election Commission this week. The PAC will allow the president to maintain his political influence by raising and distributing money for candidates, along with other political activities. 60% of each contribution to the Trump campaign's Election Defense Fund will go to the Save America PAC, while the rest will be split between the Trump campaign and the Republican Party. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Another Obamacare case was heard in the Supreme Court today, but from the tenor of the remarks made by Justices Kavanaugh and Roberts, it might seem that the Affordable Care Act might remain in place. Roberts tells Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins that it's hard to make a case for striking down the entire Affordable Care Act.
Congress left the rest of the law intact when it lowered the penalty to zero. That seems to be compelling evidence on the question.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 262 points, but the Nasdaq plunged 159. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Meeting new people, going on dates, I was way out of practice. Silver Singles made it easy for me to get back into dating, and it felt just right.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50.
Signing up was easy. I told them a little about me, my interests, and I started getting matches right away.
At Silver Singles, you receive daily matches you won't want to miss. Start your search today at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04.
This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The leaders in a couple of tight races extended their leads after the latest election results released yesterday. In the open Senate District 5 race, Democrat Christy Watson now holds a 173-vote lead over Republican Kerry Buck. Senate District 6, Democrat Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro is 841 votes ahead of Republican challenger April Beck. In the Clark County Commission District C race, Democrat Ross Miller's lead over Republican Stavros Anthony has grown to 509 votes. Voter turnout in Nevada is at more than 1.34 million ballots cast, or more than 73% of all active registered voters, with nearly half of all the ballots cast by mail. Thursday is the deadline for ballot counting here in the state of Nevada. The Clark County School District is considering reopening school campuses using a hybrid plan, a move that could happen in January. The recommendation has been considered at Thursday's virtual board meeting. Would have students back in classes 2 days a week, using distance learning 3 days a week. Nevada OSHA has fined Halloween Town Pumpkin Patch on South Rampart more than $5,000 for lack of social distancing, a lack of face coverings, and capacity violations.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Finish the thought. 181 citations have been issued for COVID-19. All right, not too bad right now, except for the bumper-to-bumper flows on the 15 northbound at Spring Mountain. There is a crash on the right shoulder of 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you for a Tuesday, November 10th. It is 1 week, 1 week after the election that we'll be talking about for decades to come. And it's not over yet. The dumb thing's not over yet. They're still counting votes here in Nevada and elsewhere around the country. We do know that Tom Tillis was confirmed as a U.S. senator in North Carolina. So that race is over. The opponent conceded, and so that one's done. Now all eyes are upon places like Alaska and Georgia. It's just bizarre. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's check in for some sanity. Let's check in with Paul Enos. He is the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and he joins us. Paul, what an incredible, incredible week it has been. Your reaction?
Well, you know, Kevin, I'm a student of history. I absolutely love it. It's one of my passions. It's something I read, I watch stuff, I talk with my kids about it. And I will say, for people that have to live through history, as we've kind of seen this year, it's pretty tough. And we are living through history right now. And, you know, whenever you have some uncertainty and, hey, while it looks at this point like, you know, a number of networks have called it for the former vice president, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, there have been numerous times over the course of history where these things have changed, where calls have been reversed. You know, I will say from my standpoint, you know, I'm somebody, Kevin, I've got to work with whoever's in power. And, you know, it's really a reality. Are there places where we can work together? am I going to be able to play some offense, or is it going to be all defense? You know, everything that we do here at the Nevada Trucking Association, it's to further the policy goals that are going to benefit the trucking industry. And the reality is, Kevin, if it's good for trucks, it's good for Nevada and good for America. So those are the kind of things that we're going to do. You know, it's going to, you know, if we do have a transition in power, yeah, there's some stuff that we're worried about. Absolutely. The PRO Act, which is something that Joe Biden said that he supports, would implement an AB5 style law federally, which would make it almost impossible for an owner-operator, an independent contractor, to operate. That's something that we care a lot about, that we fight for when they try to chip away at that. Here in Nevada, we were successful. In California, where they weren't successful, we joined on to lawsuits. I mean, there's things like that that we watch.
What would the PRO Act actually do, or would it prohibit you from doing?
What the PRO Act would do, it would implement an ABC test, and I'm not going to bore everybody with independent contractor law, but prong B of the ABC test says you cannot hire someone as an independent contractor that's in the same industry as you. Well, trucking companies tend to hire owner-operator truck drivers, especially at this time of year where we don't have enough truck capacity to meet peak demands. We tend to go out there and say, hey, owner-operators, we need you to come and help us move this freight. So if we could not do that, that would really hamper our ability to move here in Nevada. 92% of all the freight is moved by truck. Across the country, it's 70%. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we're looking at. You know, we also say, hey, with the President Biden, we had weeks and weeks and weeks. I don't know how many weeks we had of Infrastructure Week during President Trump's administration. This may be something where we could get some movement from a President Biden and maybe, you know, revitalize our infrastructure. But at this point, Kevin, I don't know. I have no idea how this is going to play out. I am watching. I'm praying. You know, really, what I'm praying for is this does not devolve into something that none of us want to see, that, you know, has happened in other countries, that, you know, we don't turn on each other. I think we've had way too much of that this year, and you hope that some of those passions can be quelled.
Is it too soon to take down the wood boarding up storefronts across the nation? Can we take them down now?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd be the last person who want to give advice to somebody on that, you know, and have them lose a plate glass window and you know, everything that they worked for.
Well, but the boarding up of businesses, it was not done anticipating a Biden win. It was done in the event of a Trump win, which a lot of people thought was going to happen in the final days. And now we don't know, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen, although there is movement across the country. I'm just curious if your members at Nevada Trucking Association, any way to gauge how they are politically? Are they Trumpers or are they Biden folks?
For the most part, I will say, Kevin, and we endorse President Trump. This is an industry that has been very supportive of this president because he supported our industry. So he has been one of our fiercest advocates. So this is a president that we support. We have some polling that shows nationwide over 80% of truckers supported President Trump. That, you know, he was definitely their guy. I mean, I drive, you know, from Nevada to Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio, Wyoming, South Dakota, and I mean, you would see trucks with Trump bumpers on them, and, you know, Trump written on the dirt of the side of their trailers. So, you know, I think that is pretty clear that this is an industry that has supported President Trump and supported the policies that he's put in place. You know, there's a lot of things that his administration did to make it easier for our drivers, and the hours of service rules and personal conveyance, you know, things that have a real impact in terms of them being able to get at home at night. We'll see if that changes. You know, my hope would be that it doesn't, and that we can keep some of those things that we've been working for in terms of flexibility. You know, in terms of tax reform, I mean, those were some great things that gave my members' companies the ability to go out there and buy new trucks and increase driver wages. But once again, Kevin, I mean, we're in this kind of crazy time of uncertainty, and hey, I'm not a sore loser. My mantra is motion and purpose. Motion and purpose is a truck's greatest attribute, and that's kind of how I live my life. You know, you're faced with something, you move forward. My purpose here at the Nevada Trucking Association is always going to be fighting at a regulatory level, at a legislative level, at an executive branch level, and now even at the judicial branch, for those kind of things that are best for all of my members.
Again, Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. They do such a great job of transporting stuff from point A to point B, and especially in the midst of crisis. I want to ask you as far as the uncertainty. For me, the worst thing is the uncertainty. You look at the markets love this because it looks like there's a certain future, whether it's with Trump or whether it's with Biden. The uncertainty, how tough is that for you personally?
For me personally, look, life is full of uncertainties. And, you know, Kevin, one of my favorite parables is the Chinese man and the horse. You know, the guy loses his horse, and his neighbors say, "Oh, my God, how awful, you lost your horse." And he says, "We'll see." Next day, horse comes back, and it has another horse. And they go, "Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. You lost your horse, now you got a new one. How fantastic." "We'll see." Next day, his son gets on that new horse, breaks his leg. All of the neighbors say, "Oh, my God, that is terrible. I can't believe your son broke his leg." His answer, "We'll see." Next day, general comes recruiting people to go to war, to go to battle. Well, he can't take his son because his son has a broken leg. We have no idea what kind of things are out there, and ultimately, what is going to be good, what is going to be bad. I try to keep that open mind. I'm always optimistic. That's my nature. I'm optimistic for this country, whoever the president is, because I do know Kevin, and my truckers, my members are a phenomenal example of this. They are so much better than the government. You know, we as an American people tend to be a lot better than our government. And, you know, we, you know, look at all the stuff in marble and the granite curbs in Washington, D.C., and marble buildings. You know, I'll tell you what, that's one thing. But the real America, the great things about America are here in the Silver State, in Las Vegas, and Reno, and Elko, and Fallon, and in towns like that all across the country. So, hey, who the president is, how Congress is, yeah, does it have an impact on us? Yeah, probably, and maybe too much. But the closer we kind of focus on doing our job, on waking up every day and doing what we need to do, whether that is delivering the freight, whether that is staffing a cash register, whether that is being a miner or a rancher, you know, when we focus on those things that are close to us, we focus on those relationships we have with our family, with our friends, who the president is, matters less and less.
Paul, one of the things, and by the way, I love the way you express that, because that's exactly my attitude. And that's why when we come back, we're going to talk about politics closer to home. A lot of races are still hanging fire because of these stupid mail-in ballots. We're still counting ballots, and we've got till Thursday to do it, and we still don't know how some of these races are going to come out for the Assembly and the State Senate. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, Paul Enos alongside, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that a vaccine may be on the way, the casino industry feels as if that might be their salvation. Are they kidding? Do they even realize how long it's going to take? We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamyl lactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Joining us, of course, Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and he joins us. We've been talking about the national political scene. One final question on that, and then we'll move on to local stuff. There is all kinds of reports out there of a possible truckers' strike nationwide. What do you know about it, and are any of you drivers here in Nevada participating?
Uh, you know, that that is out there on Facebook and on social media. You know, in terms of my members, their drivers, they're still going to be delivering the freight. They're still going to be, you know, making sure that the grocery stores are stocked and that all of the holiday, the stuff that we need for the holidays is there in the stores. So that's nothing that my members that I have talked to are taking part of. You know, I think most of my members, Kevin, are companies, and you know, they're company drivers. When you look at the trucker strike 2020, they're discouraging company drivers from being involved. They're discouraging folks who are delivering emergency goods or medicine from getting involved in the strike. I've heard, you know, hey, we want to go to Washington, D.C. You know, we saw some of that happen during the pandemic with truck drivers there on the mall. That tended to be at a time where there was not a lot of freight. I will tell you right now, we are seeing a crazy pickup in freight all over the country. So I think you're going to have fewer folks willing to sit down like they were in April and May during the pandemic, when there wasn't a lot of freight to be had for truckers, compared to today, where we're still at peak season for a lot of these folks.
And by the way, do you have any feel for why business is so good?
You know what? I don't. Well, and let me say this: business is good in some places, right? I mean, I've had to have a lot of folks adapt. So, beverage company, beverage and liquor distributor, they were really nervous on what was going to happen with the casinos being closed. And they were just kind of sweating bullets there for a while. You know, they were able to adapt and change their model and go after other freight or grocery stores for retail operations, and that has really helped them. And I was talking to one of my good friends and one of my members who was talking about how you have to adapt. That in 2008, we were a flatbed company. And you know what happened in 2008 with the construction industry in Las Vegas, which, you know, is primarily moved on flatbeds. He evolved. He got refrigerated units. He got dry vans. And during this pandemic, he has been extremely, extremely busy. So we have some folks that have been able to adapt and do well. You know, I know that not every business sector is, you know, back at the place that they need to be, and that has an impact on my folks too. So, I mean, it's really interesting, Kevin, because there's been a really disparate impact in the trucking industry depending on what sector you serve. I have folks that do stuff for conventions and trade shows. Those guys aren't doing well right now. Of course, with the casinos being shut down and kind of limited in the folks that are coming in, we've seen that hurt on the food and beverage side there. So, you know, it's really interesting to just see that uneven impact depending on what sector of the economy you're serving.
Again, Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. Closer to home, we are still contesting an election, but any early indicators of what you're seeing out there from the numbers? A lot of very, very tight races and a lot of incumbents facing unemployment.
Well, you know, and I don't know if it's a lot. I mean, I know just kind of looking at it, I mean, there's, you know, I think maybe three folks in the assembly who have either lost or really close, and four. I think Skip Daly up here is the only race that's been called, maybe Richard MacArthur beating Connie Monk in the assembly. When you look at the state Senate, the Democrats were trying to get Republicans into a super minority. It doesn't look like that happened. Unfortunately, from my standpoint, it doesn't look like the Republicans today, knowing what we know today, are going to gain those two seats. I mean, the Nevada Trucking Association, along with some of the other trades, took a big risk betting against the Senate Majority Leader. You know, we did that for a reason, Kevin. We did that because we felt that the Constitution was violated by the Senate Majority Leader.